My dear little friends, I must tell you a story about a certain Mrs. Bunny and her three children who lived in the hollow of a gnoll tree in a meadow which was fairly dotted with pink and white clover blossoms. Mrs. Bunny did not have regular names for her children. One she called Whitey because he was snow white. Whitey was a very smart little bunny. He could gather more clover than any three bunnies in the whole meadow. For you know, in the summertime, the bunnies work hard gathering clover for the long, cold winter days to come. Whitey could speak pieces, too, and he just loved to run errands. One day, when Whitey had returned from Bunnyville Center, for that's where Whitey's Uncle Pete Rabbit lived, Mrs. Bunny said, "Whitey, from this time on, I'm going to call you Smarty, for you are so smart and such a willing, obedient little bunny, and your little face and paws are always so white and clean." Smarty blinked his pretty pink eyes and said he just loved his new name. "Mother dear, I wish you would give my two little brothers new names," said Smarty. "Why, I can't think of any," said Mrs. Bunny. "Can you?" "Well, if I could spell Smarty, maybe I could." So Mrs. Bunny said, S-M-A-R-T-Y, spells Smarty. So Smarty thought, and in less than a minute he said, I know, Mother. You just take the S away from Smarty, and it leaves M-A-R-T-Y, Smarty." "Splendid," said Mrs. Bunny. "I'll call your little coal black brother Smarty. But what about your tiny little gray brother?" "Oh, that's easy," said Smarty. "Just take the M away from Marty, and you will find it leaves A-R-T-Y, Arty." Mrs. Bunny was so delighted to think Smarty could make two such pretty names so quickly that she decided then and there to give a party and tell all her friends. She told Smarty to hasten away to Bunnyville Center and tell Uncle Pete to invite all their friends and relatives and to have plenty to eat and to be sure and have everything in readiness, for the party would take place at exactly 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So away Smarty ran like the wind till he reached Uncle Pete telling him his errand. Uncle Pete said he knew all about the party last night. And Smarty said, "How did you find it out?" "Oh," said Uncle Pete, "Jerry, the wise old owl who lives in this tree up here, happened to fly past your house and heard everything. So he came and told me.